Hi, I'm Bobby Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like...
I love this drink.
You're so the kid.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's cracking, dog?
Pues que más tragar.
That's all I do.
Tragar y tragar. Tragar y tragar.
Dude, I cheated on you. I fucking went to have lunch before this lunch.
Hijo de tu sagrada madre. Yeah.
Where did you go? I went to for Japanese. So I had cold noodles and... I don't know. I'm so full and I'm still eating this delicious food, though. I can't stop eating it.
We are eating Peruvian delights. ¿Cómo se llamaba esa cosa? The fried rice? Chaufas?
Chaufas. It's got to be a play in a word of a Chinese
word.
We
should have done research before the show.
Research or research?
Research. Research so that we know what chaufas came from. But it's delicious. It's fried rice.
It's fried rice with a cilantro creamy sauce. That is
so good.
Un abismo.
And I'm eating a sensible salad. I'm just really focused on my health right now. So, like, chicken breasts and just, you know, light ranch dressing.
Wait. It's a good salad.
It's good. And it's made with... pollo rostizado, so it's...
Oh, okay, so that makes it healthier. Very,
so healthy. I mean, look at this. Greens, and it's not just iceberg, it's romaine lettuce.
Wait, pero la cagas cuando le pones el ranch?
Yeah, but ranch, I mean, what are you going to put on it instead?
Like, ranch should stay with chicken nuggets and pizza and fries. Not in a salad. It doesn't belong in a salad.
Look...
Yes.
If I'm going to have a salad, I'm going to have it with ranch dressing. Okay?
Okay.
There's just certain things that I cannot give up. Okay?
So if you had to... Okay, let's say if you had to go on a diet tomorrow and you can give up... You have to give up a lot of your favorite things. What is the one thing you cannot give up?
Ranch dressing is one of them.
I say one. Like, don't list...
That's it. I'm telling you,
so
ranch.
So ranch dressing?
Probably ranch.
So you will give up... Papas, you will give up.
Yeah, who cares about potatoes?
I do. They make french fries.
I can live without french fries.
You can live without rice?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Without queso?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't know. I'm asking.
But ranch is... you can eat it with pizza. You can eat it with carrots. You can eat it. You can eat it. La pones en una tortilla. Like, it's ready to go.
With snap peas, which is your favorite thing to
peas.
Eat.
Who the fuck eats snap peas? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, we wanted to talk about something that is
very
really something that we should not be talking about because we have no authority over it or...
At all whatsoever.
But... You know, it's February. Everybody's working on their resolutions probably for their health.
Like today, people eat their last bad meal of the year.
Yeah.
The tamales of the Candelaria.
You got that? What are you talking about?
Okay, so like in terms of celebration, Christian celebration, uh-huh. You have the Nacimiento of Christ, right? On the 25th. And then you have... Dia de los Reyes, when the three Magi come in. And then you
that's
have...
That's January 6th.
That's January 6th.
That's when you take your Christmas lights down.
Correct.
So everybody who took them down early...
For Catholics, yes.
You fucked up. And if you left them up after that, you also fucked up.
If you leave it after the 6th, they're going to stay up for the rest of the year.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you have February 2nd, which is the day that Christ is presented in the temple. So in terms of comida, it's ponche,
uh-huh.
And then on the 6th is rosca de reyes, and then on the 2nd is the tamales. The way that we do it in Mexico is that if you cut a piece of the rosca de reyes and you get one of those plastic babies that goes inside, if you sacrifice a baby, then you have to host a party, and you have to make tamales for February 2nd. So today is basically the beginning of the good eating habits of Mexicanos. So today people are having like the last tamales of the holidays.
Do you hear what you just said? This is what cracks me the fuck up. When Christians, I'm just going to be specific. When people in my family talk about other religions, like they're so crazy for doing what they do. Mm-hmm. And we're over here cutting a piece of bread with a plastic baby in it to see who has to make tamales.
I know.
I mean, that's amazing, but that's also crazy. But who am I to judge? Yo no digo nada, mijo. Yo nomás veo y no digo nada.
Who are you to judge, Judy? Yeah, so.
Only Judy can judge me. You don't even know.
That's another line from another show that you didn't watch, is Will and Grace. But
I didn't watch it.
Te la perdiste, güey.
It was heteronormative? It was too heteronormative for me.
What is hetero and what is normative anyway?
Those queers on that show were just like filling these... They were just reinforcing stereotypes.
It's true.
That are not... Just so boring and tired. Like, sorry. Like, the only reason that show made it past its first few seasons...
Because of Karen.
Because Karen's character. I could watch that girl do her thing all day.
And also, I still love it, but it's also a missed opportunity. This could have been a good show about gay relationships, but it was like a straight relationship. It was a relationship between a woman and a guy, and
Jack and the other guy.
Like they could really do it, you know. Like if they wanted to break barriers, they could really. But anyway, okay. So where do you want to start?
Okay, so we're talking. I don't think.
Okay,
we're talking about health.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care, we touched upon it a little bit in the episode with Madalena. And because now it's February is the month where people stop going to the gym, you know, they get their membership for the year. And then that's why I'm going to start going to the gym in February again, because there'll be less fucking whack-ass people there. In the way.
It's funny because the memes for the Los 15 de Ruby are the same memes for like the crowd at gyms in January.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
But I thought we could do an episode where we kind of relate our stories of like working out, you know, trying to be healthy, salud, because a lot of Latinos that I know have very specific views on, let's say, health, exercise, going to the doctor.
Yeah. That's...
Or the lack thereof.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I just wanted to share a few experiences or maybe hear about yours as I see you chewing food on one side of your mouth because you need to go to the dentist. So, you know, just...
Bitch, that's not
relatable things, you know, things that we could talk about.
Why are you revealing my secrets?
I'm just letting the people know. Like, we're part of it.
¿Te duele la muela a ti?
No, entonces, pero ¿por qué te duele la muela?
Entonces no te metas en mi boca, güey. Chingado.
No, but I'm just saying, we can start with that.
Okay.
When's the last time I went to the dentist?
I don't know.
When I had health insurance. What am I doing? I'm like Carol Channing today. Health? There's health insurance. I had health insurance maybe 3 years ago. So that's the last time I went to the dentist.
You don't have health insurance
no.
right now? Well, let's start with that instead
right.
of my mouth.
Right. I know I need to get on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a freelancer, so it's really expensive for me.
Yeah.
And I need to do that. Amen.
Or go to Tijuana, man. Like, you'll get everything fixed right there. I have insurance through my scholarship.
Yeah.
And I don't go to the doctor in Albuquerque. Like, I just wait till I go to Juarez and I get everything fixed. I don't go to the doctor, but that's where I go to the dentist.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
In October.
Oh, okay.
September.
Damn, you just have really fucked up teeth.
Yeah. Well, I went to the dentist because I said I have this pain.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was in Puebla, I was feeling this like a lightning in my tooth, right?
Wow. Oh my God. Superman. En vivo. Lightning.
It was crazy.
Rayos.
So every time I ate on that side of the mouth, it was like rayos y centellas, right?
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to eat on that side of my mouth. So that was in June or July. I said, I'm just going to eat on one side of my mouth where I'm missing one tooth since I was like 12 or whatever.
It never came out, or?
I just never do the bridge or anything because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So, and then I talked to a friend, Monica and Juarez, shout out, girl. And she's like, just come over. And she gave me a cleaning and she looked at it and she's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. So that was around September, October, November, December. I'm in Denver and I'm driving and boom, I felt it again. And I was like, yeah. I'm not going to mess with it anymore. So I'm going to go back in a week and I'm going to get x-rays and everything because you don't mess when it comes to pain in the mouth. You don't mess up with that because it's the fucking worst pain. Like, one time they pull a tooth, but they broke it in half because it was dentist. So they broke it in half and they took one part of it first and then the second part. It was so painful. I don't want to do that ever again.
Yeah.
But when was the last time you went to the dentist?
I just said like 3 years ago.
¿Y te lo limpiaron?
Yeah.
But you take care of your mouth, man. Like, you have good teeth.
I have zero cavities.
Ooh, si vieras.
And the only reason they're yellow is because I used to smoke. And I don't anymore, thank God.
Mentirosa, te pones peda.
Well, I mean, de vez en cuando, pero, you know, depende cómo está el ambiente. Like, I don't want to stick out, you
Did
know?
You smoke in the New Year's?
No.
Everything's coming back. The blurriness is.
I think I had one cigarette, yes, but it was just for fun. It was just like,
I see.
Oh, whatever.
Social smoker. But,
so I got that. I don't want to smoke every day like I used to. I'm trying not to drink every day, which is easy for me, you know, but I do have a very addictive personality. So like,
Me too.
If I start drinking, it's over. Like, I just keep going and going.
I noticed that you cannot just have like two drinks and then vámonos a la casa. If you start drinking,
Yeah. And that's a problem I have. And it's with food, it's with drinks, it's with cigarettes, like, and other things I'm not going to talk about. But
that's another episode.
That's another
ladies
episode,
and gentlemen.
But
I cannot say anything because I smoke and I've been smoking since I was a fucking teenager.
You need to stop that, Emmanuel.
Ay, yes,
I mean, Pablito.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but I mean, it's been very steady. It's not like it's increased. I've smoked the same amount of cigarettes for the past like. For the past, like, 20 years.
Como hizo mi tío, mi tío Ángel. Aplauso y medio.
Qué estúpido.
Congratulations.
I know, but it's like, I have to have it before going to bed. I have like 2-3 cigarettes.
Well,
there's nights that I have like one. There's nights that I have like four.
Don't try.
I'm telling you, like, I'm being honest.
This is like people normalizing like white supremacy.
Which is happening with Trump right now. It's all like, oh, look, Mr. President this and Mr. President that is. That's fucking normalizing white supremacy.
The boys will be boys. Boys will be boys.
Elasco.
¿Quién sabe? So, I mean, we are recording that. We're in the time machine right now. We're recording this.
No, I already started seeing stuff about it
long
today.
Before. But by this time, when this comes out, the Trumps will be in the White House.
You might not ever get to listen to this episode.
Actually, I'm going to upload it today para que ya esté listo. So it'll automatically come out because who knows?
Oh, y el cucuy.
El cucuy del día.
El de la mañana,
I know, but I'm just saying. He's the el cucuy de la mañana, de la tarde.
Y de la noche.
Y de la noche.
Dios mío. So, okay. So we're both guilty of that, but. See, but you can go in and out of it. When I started smoking, smoking is really bad. Nobody do it, please. And if there are people underage, like, don't listen to this story.
Bitch, we were in Denver. It was like 0 degrees outside. Y salías a fumar.
It was -7.
Yeah.
That night I smoked 1.5 cigarettes because it was so cold.
Like, do you want to come? I'm like, excuse me.
Bitch, you went out and smoked with me like 2-3 times. Because you were drinking.
Yeah, not when it was not when it was snowing, when Fucking Jack Frost was hanging out with you out there.
It was not fun. Mm-hmm. I need to stop, but
yes,
I'm not going to anytime soon. I'm being honest.
Why? Tell me why.
I don't know. Like, I just, it's like my mochas, right? They're bad for me.
Oh,
but
my
But they're my gifts.
God, that's another thing. That's another thing you have. Okay, your Salud. Mochas.
It's just, okay, throughout the day, I don't buy shit for me ever. Like, I don't go to the store. I don't do things for me. So speaking of self-care, even though it's bad for me, my cigarettes at the end of the day and my mocha every day, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two. That's my thing. And that, like, I don't, I'm not ashamed of it and I love it.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people smoke. It's just like, it's meditative, you know, it's like a,
and it's like having something in your head. It's a routine. It's so weird.
And you know, if emotionally you're empty and you know food doesn't fill the void,
¿Qué estás tratando de decir, desgraciada?
Your support system doesn't, I mean, maybe smoke will fill you up, I don't know. That's, you know,
speaking about filling us up, let's talk about fast food.
I don't eat that much fast food.
Yes, you do. You have this crazy relationship with fast food. You make art about fast food. A lot of people tag you on shit about fast food on Facebook all the time. And I don't like that. I try. I mean, with tacos, that's different because that's healthy.
But that's why I'm trying to form this new relationship with fast food where when I do eat it, it's an event. Like,
okay,
it's not like I go every day to eat fast food. And okay, you know this.
That's
I don't eat it every day. I mentioned this in another podcast I was on. I was like, when I am by myself in the dark eating a 20-piece chicken nugget, like, I know something is wrong. I need to look at my life, look at my choices, and see why I am.
It's time for an intervention.
That low. And how lucky am I that that is my low? Because I
20 nuggets.
It could be worse. You know what I mean?
Yes,
what I think about. I'm trying to put it in everything into perspective.
So what is your biggest guilt when it comes to eating fast food? What is the kind of thing that you love, but you also are like crying about?
It's the same reason you smoke. Like, it just feels...
No, but I'm asking for what food item where you like, what out of everything fast food out there, what is the worst relationship you have with what food item?
No te estoy diciendo chicken nuggets, güey.
Chicken nuggets really is?
Chicken nuggets, one.
I thought it would be pizza.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Pizza. Se pasa. Pizza, I love pizza. So I actually respect pizza a lot. So when I...
Pero hay de pizzas a pizzas, güey. Like,
¿cómo?
Like there's like a good thin crust, like fancy pizza, and then there's like...
Yeah, when I was younger, me tragaba una pizza entera, you know? But like now that I'm a grown-up,
yeah,
and I eat like two slices and I'm satisfied and I'm fine. Unless people leave pizza at my house and that's all I have to eat for the last fucking month. Thank you very much, Mari. And other than that, usually I don't go crazy anymore about pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a fucking asshole, but it's okay. I had so much good pizza when I did my internship in Venice. ¿Ves que te dije? I was going to sound like an asshole.
I'm going to calm down.
Okay, I earned that internship and I'm still paying for it, so I own it. So that's what I will do. I will get out of the museum. I will go buy my pizza, and then I think we talked about this with Ramiro, I don't remember. And then I will get my cans of chiles curtidos in my apartment, and I will have my pizza and watch MTV Latino. Like, that was my thing for a whole month. Love, love, love the pizza over there. So when I came back here, déjame terminar, estúpida. When I came back here, I just couldn't. There's like one or two places where I really love to have the pizza, but somehow pizza has become a signifier of fanciness and wealth. Like, in order to have a good pizza, you have to spend $15-$20. So I just don't do it. And like Pizza Hut and all those chains, they just don't do it for me.
And that's how it should be. You shouldn't be like these $5 pizzas everybody has.
Dios mío.
Bitch, that's just hydrogenated oil and like cardboard.
Plus the owners of those chains, like the guy from Papa John's, he's an asshole. Like I don't want to support that shit either.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is from
a smoker, so girl, I shouldn't say anything. A pizza pan. Oh, fuck it. Hold on. I can get it. Am I drunk right now?
I don't know.
I didn't drink today. A pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Como Pizza Hut, why those?
What? And then they put like cheese on the crust, like all that stuff. I don't get. Like, I don't.
I get it. It's fucking good. It's fucking good. I get it.
No me la para. Like, it doesn't do anything.
Oh, you're so disgusting. Yeah, but my relationship with food is complicated, and that stems from childhood because I've always been a fat kid. So it's like, since I was little, I've been told I've been on diets. So,
like, your family will put you in a diet?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. Instead of like everybody being healthy, I was always shunned for eating too much or for so eating in secret has been a thing that I've always done. Like, and now that I don't have to do that because I live alone, yeah, I'm still like, why am I eating in the dark?
Why did I just turn up the light?
Why did I turn all the lights off and get into this Mexican pizza? No, it's like,
oh man, that's one thing I like from Taco Bell.
I know you do.
Oh, I really do.
See?
But see, I ate it once last year, and that was with you. That was in the Ramiro episode. That's the only time I had Taco Bell. But anyway, so what kind of diets would your mom put you on?
My mom, I get this from my mom, and
because she's like a health nut, right? She's always exercising and...
Yeah, and she has the same problem I do. She binges. So when she's healthy, she's super healthy. Like, sometimes she's just like no carbs, or she's just eats fruits and vegetables, or, you know, but then like all those fat, I remember we used to eat that in the 90s, that cabbage diet. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No way.
It was like pura. My mom would make cabbage soup at the beginning of the week, and that's all we would eat.
Asco.
That's
like prison food.
Yes, bitch. Oof. Shit like that. And like, I don't know. I've been going to the gym since I was in high school. I had a gym membership that my mom would make me go.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Where I was already active at school, like doing shit like PE and sports. Well, not really sports. marching band.
Yeah, but you carried that big ass instrument. Yeah. So that's a lot of exercise.
Yeah. Shout out to all the tuba players out there. I feel your pain. And so does my back now, 20 years later. But I mean, that's kind of carried on to me. But finally, I'm at a place where I've accepted that I'm going to be fat for the rest of my life. But
not necessarily.
Nope. I'm just going to say it. And that's okay. And I have to get used to this body that I'm into. Because as a fat person, you're never conditioned to love yourself. And you're never in the body that you belong. So ever since I was little, it's like... Oh, don't worry. Oh, he's going to go through puberty and his body's going to change.
It's going to change, yeah.
Oh, don't worry. He's going to graduate high school and then he's going to get his real body.
Todos sus tíos son flaquitos, so he's going to be
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. Oh, once he hits his 20s, he'll realize that nobody's going to love him unless he's, you know, they don't say that, but that's what they're implying, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, what the fuck? What body am I in right now? Like, this is my body. Like, so I think that's an issue that a lot of fat people have, is like, we're not comfortable with ourselves. And this is just a suit that we're wearing until and someday, magically, through the power of dieting and bullshit,
we're going to
be in our real body. But what happens when I do lose weight, or if I do lose weight, it's still going to be the same fucking skin that I'm in.
Like, and it's so difficult too, because you have to devote so much time and energy just for that part of your life, right?
Yeah.
For exercising and dieting. And the reality is that it's very complicated. It can be done. And there's a lot of examples of people that have done it and you can do it. But the reality is completely different. I also, I never felt comfortable either with my body, and I've always had this idea that I'm going to change it. And I think the closest I came to that is when I fucking got sick in the summer. It wasn't necessarily through work. I know, it was bad. Remember, I lost like 30, 35 pounds. It was crazy.
You know what's fucked up is because I think, because of this whole situation that I'm talking about, when somebody loses weight, I never compliment them because I've seen it time and time again. When somebody loses weight, they get all this attention that's positive attention, but it's so fucking fake to me.
Why?
Like, because it is. It's like, oh my God, you look so good. And I'm like, oh, so when I wasn't this big, what the fuck did you think about me?
I know.
You know what I mean? I've had friends that lost a lot of weight and all of a sudden they get all this attention and I don't see them for like 6 months because they're, you know, they're all over the place doing whatever.
Yeah. they and disappear then, for 3 months.
And then empiezan a comer tacos otra vez. And oh, now you're my best friend again, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what
you're
saying.
So, I believe in complimenting people all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what size they fucking are.
Yeah.
Right? One thing I will say, though, is like health-wise, I do need to... I'm getting older, and I'm like, I feel the diabetes coming. You know what I mean?
And that's...
I need to be careful. I do need to eat healthier, and I recognize that.
And that's another thing that it's something that we need to talk about because our decision as kids, our decision is like in our 20s, in our 30s, they're going to be carried throughout our lives. So when you said like carrying the tuba, like you never thought when you were a teenager that it was going to be something that was going to bother you like later on in life, right? But the reality is that it's going to, like, you're going to have to deal with that for a long, long time or for the rest of your life. And that's something that we don't pay attention to. And I know we have a lot of listeners in their 20s. Like, I know this is a time to have fun, but we also need to start thinking about these things because this kind of shit is going to really be carried for a long, long time. Not only the way that the relationship we have with food, but like, I also got a small injury in my back from exercising. It's been 3-4 years since that happened, and I still am dealing with it, and it's not going to go away. So the only thing I can do is just take care of it from now on and be extremely careful, and that's it. But those are things that if we fall when we're in our 20s or what happened to you or like what happened to me, it's something that is going to come back when you're 50s, in your 60s. Y más viejito, forget it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's important to take care of yourself, obviously. Something that Latinos need to get over is we need to...
Go to the doctor.
And, I mean, it's never good to do blanket statements, but time and time again, that's what happens. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. My family especially, like, they don't trust doctors, so they don't go to the doctor.
My family either, bitch.
And
I don't know what
too late, and... And next thing you know, it's this crazy hospital bill because they had no idea, you know, even though they've had signs for years and years and years and years and years.
My dad defies all rules, and I hope that he continues like that because I don't think I've ever remember a time he went to the doctor. And he's healthy, and he eats the same type of food all the time. He works his ass off, but... Seeing your parents grow old, like you worried and you want to push them to go to the doctor. The same thing with my mother. My mother will wait 6 months to go to Juarez and see a person that she trusts instead of, you know.
Well, going to the doctor wrong. 6 months, every 6 months is
it's better
pretty
than
good.
Not going. Yeah.
Like that's normal. That's good.
But it's also, I think we touch upon it in the episode with Maddie where we have a different perspective when it comes to things of like healthy stuff, right? When we talk about medicine, like our medicine is not necessarily going and running and get a pill. Like our medicine is going to be really eating well or like échale aceite con esto y con el otro and se te va a quitar la tos. Like, we have all these homemade remedies because it, as a culture, we understand that when we get sick, it's our body saying, okay, there's something that it's not in balance here and we need to just be careful. And that's it. Instead of being and running to the doctor and getting medicine. And that's what I see with a lot of gringos. Like, they just go into this medicine thing and they just do it for the rest of their lives. And some kids, they're put in medicine since they're teenagers and they're in their 40s, they cannot get away from them. And it's, man, it's so dangerous. So I remember like 10 years ago with my mother, I would be like, ay, here we go. Like, ¿qué quieres que me coma un ajo con, with honey and limón and this and that? It would be so gross. But now I'd rather do that than running to the pharmacy and get more chemicals in my body, which, you know, God knows I don't need, you know? So I think it stems from that we have a different relationship with medicine as not a lot of Latino families. I'm not going to generalize because I'm sure there's a lot of Latino families there that they have a different relationship.
No, totally. And I think my mom did give me a complex about food, but she was, on the other hand, she was very, she let us get sick and she let us get better. She didn't just pump us with chemicals.
Que la enfermedad se solucione sola. Sometimes you have to do that.
She would just be like, you have a cough, you have a sore throat. Okay, here's some tea, lay down, here's some water.
Yeah, drink water and rest.
Like, and rest. And that's I owe that a lot to my, like, now I don't get sick as much as other people that I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I get sick once a year, like big time, like where I have to like lay down for a while.
For like 3 days instead of like a
unless month. Yeah. For weeks at a time here and there, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that's because of that. You know, making that decision as a mother, as a young mother to not just have a, because that's America, right? Just like a quick fix.
Right away.
Like, here's these Tylenol, here's this, here's, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You know? Like, so.
I know, and I'm starting to develop that relationship because when I got sick in the summer, I did not want to visit the doctor. I'm like, nope, it's a bug. I have to drink a lot of water. Somebody told me to drink kombucha, which I'm pretty sure that fixed me. Like, after kombucha? I drank that, I felt so much better right away.
Mm.
But I wanted to find, I wasn't dying and I was walking and running and doing my thing, right? So I knew my body was just needed to put itself together. It's just I didn't know how to put it together.
Yeah.
But I know that I didn't need medicine. Like, I refused to take antibiotics for like a month and a half. Like, I did not want to do it for that same reason. But I think it's because that's what I've learned from my mom and even from some friends where they say, the body is like the universe. Like, there's an order to things, right? And sometimes we have to recognize how that order works and put it back in place.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can do that. That's how justice and injustice work and may not work.
Yeah.
And that's how your body works too. And sometimes we can recognize it right away. And sometimes we fail to do it, which is when the real problems start, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And I think something that's also important on the same lines of that is listening to your body, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember my, this is going to be really gross, but my great grandpa, he was such a machista. Like, he thought, this is something that boggles the mind, but it's true. It's still true to this day.
Yeah.
To care about yourself, care about your appearance, care about your health is looked at as being something feminine.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cultures, not just us.
You're right.
So my grandpa thought it was effeminate to brush your teeth. He wouldn't brush his teeth because that was gay shit for him.
Oh.
Okay.
My God.
And I remember him still when I was little, we would be eating like breakfast or lunch and his fucking teeth would be hurting, but he would just keep going. And he would just like spit like on the floor. Hey. Mi pobrecita abuela, que descanse en paz, mi abuelita Leonor.
¿Cómo le aguantó?
She just was there. She was there to serve him. You know, that was her role. And what he said was, you know.
Yeah, like, aguántese como los machos, say, or like, los hombres no lloran, or...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like, that's how far it went, like, to not brushing your teeth.
No mames.
Yeah.
Ay, no.
And so, to come from that to two or three generations later, mm-hmm. and I'm over here doing a podcast talking about self-care. Uh-huh. Like, and you, my grandpa's probably like rolling in his fucking grave, but to know your body, right? Because yeah. I come from a line of that. Like, just keep going. Keep, you know, like complaining about your pain, like.
That's
whatever.
That's not mentally.
Jesus suffered for you. You can suffer a little bit too.
Exactly.
Okay. And I'm serious.
True, it's true.
So, like, for example, like I've had an issue with one of my feet for a long time, uh-huh. and I just keep walking, and now it's like normal. Like my feet yes, hurt all yeah. the time, right? But I know it's
You're
not.
You're used to it.
I'm used to it because we live to fucking suffer. Some yeah, of us, right?
And not complain.
And not complain, mm. right? Because even though it's pain, at least I'm feeling something. But so that's where I think we need to draw the line, right? And be like, yeah. okay, we need to snap out of it because these are old ways of thinking that who you're the one suffering. Why Correct. Am I suffering? Right?
But it's also like, I think it's also a good lesson that we get from our, I mean, at least from my upbringing and for a lot of Latinos out there, that we also learn to battle things in a different way because we don't seek for that fast solution and we are not taught to suffer. We are not taught to cry, for example. So instead of doing the Western way and looking for that medicine, looking for that antidepressant, for example, we try to just stick with it and work harder and do our thing. And no shade for people that suffer clinical depression or depression in general, but I don't remember hearing about that when I was a kid, for example. I don't remember a lot of these things that people go through today in terms of like depression and this type of things. I don't remember that wasn't part of our vocabulary when we were in Mexico. Like people couldn't afford to get sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I wonder, again, no shade, but sometimes I wondered how much of our society we're so comfortable then we can be like, okay, so I am sad and I'm going to lay down for 2 weeks and take my antidepressants. And how much of that is that we're making it up? Like I sometimes I think about those things because it's part of self-care, this idea of feeling sad or feeling depression.
Yeah. And mental health is never taken seriously.
No.
In all cultures, like even white people.
Yeah.
It's like they're made fun of. It's more accepted, but they're still made fun of for going to a therapist because that's seen as weak, as a sign of weakness. I think it's more taboo in different cultures.
Correct.
But I don't know. I even talking to you right now, I feel better.
Yeah.
Imagine if I went to therapy, I would be unstoppable.
But see, that's it's interesting because therapy, it's a form of, it's like a non-chemical way of yeah. just putting yourself back in order, right? The idea of what we're saying, the order of things, the order of things within your body. But then when it crosses to medicine, that's where I wonder, I'm lucky that I said that I don't suffer from depression, but I wondered if I did, if I will do the Mexican way and just like deal with it and keep working and doing my thing because we cannot afford to do that, or do the Western way and go for the medicine and go for the antidepressant. Like I cannot judge because I don't know, but I always wondered about these things when I see somebody complaining about depression and using that as an excuse for not doing things, or is it real? You know what I mean? Like, again, no shade, because I'm sure some people are going like that, like this motherfuckers, they don't know. But it's just that wasn't the way that we were raised. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember hearing anybody being depressed or this type of things that I hear a lot in the United States. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like,
know
does
what
it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but just because you don't talk about it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Correct. No, and a lot of things that have been diagnosed today that were not diagnosed before too. So that's also part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, now we're very open, like, oh, he's on the spectrum. It's okay. He didn't talk to you because he was, you know, like you always hear shit like that now where you wouldn't hear that before.
Yeah, like,
right?
It's funny.
And that's offensive in its own right, but
yeah.
I'm just.
No, but
people are more open about talking about therapy now than they were before.
I don't see any shade with therapy. Like, you just got, sometimes you need that person to trust that you cannot, don't have that in with your friends or your family. Like,
yeah,
it's completely fine. Like, there's a difference between psychoanalysis and psychiatry. Like, that's
right.
Yeah, it's two different things. So,
yeah.
Have you gone to therapy?
Not lately. I have before, but it was like a one-off thing. It wasn't like I was constantly going.
How long? So you went once?
Years ago, like 10 years ago or something.
But like, you went one time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, we...
And I didn't like it. I was like, I don't want this bitch knowing all my business. I did a hair flip and I walked out the room.
That's funny.
No, but it was just very expensive. And I mean,
that's another thing.
And
but see what I'm saying? Like, the people that can afford it, can they afford to, now they can afford to be sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
it's a privilege thing. Like,
that's exactly what I'm questioning. Is it a privilege thing? Because if you're sad and if you have the money, then you can say you're sad and you can buy the medicine and go to a psychoanalysis or not.
It isn't. It isn't. And it's like, if I stop drinking, okay,
mm-hmm.
and stop spending the $20 a week on alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and I put it towards self-care,
mm-hmm.
towards therapy, I could go to therapy for one day, maybe.
Yeah.
If I stop one day a month,
yeah.
with the money I save from that. You know what I mean?
Correct. It's about choices.
So, choices. Exactly. So, I mean, if you don't drink that mocha every day,
I will die. Like, I will just fall.
See? So it's like, what do you need? Like, what? You have to make sacrifices for the things that you need.
Correct.
Therapy is very expensive, though. Like, even the cheap one, like that new one that you can text message and it's like $34 a month.
What's that?
That's still, I'm not going to do a commercial for them right now, but it's $34 a month or whatever for text message therapy. Because that's the world. That's the world we live in, bitch. Nobody.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, really, do as you,
say it. It's just use, like, your words.
Bitch, it's like as a human race, we've survived a long time without that shit, and all of a sudden we all need it. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know.
We need maybe it, but works. We have different tools now. I mean, before, people used to keep journals and diaries, and that was a way of therapy.
That's true.
And now people are text messaging soliloquies on their fucking phones, and I have to text them back. This would have been better in an email format. You know, like, it's just a different way of doing that.
Yeah, you know? I see what I'm saying. Okay. Well, I know. And plus, there's also other alternatives. There's also meditation that works. There's also yoga, I guess, that works, but I don't know. I just...
See, yoga. Go for it. I saw in the newspaper here the other day, yoga with dogs.
No mames.
Es que se pasa esta gente.
See what I'm saying? El privilegio.
Or when people go on yoga retreats to India... And they're like, oh, finding my inner chi, lining my chakra, like, whatever the
fuck.
I
don't mind people.
And in the background, there's like a shack and somebody taking a shit in the corner. Like, come on, dude. Like, have some respect.
Dios mío. I don't know. Like, I do. I mean, I respect the practice of yoga. But, I mean, one thing is to practice yoga and one thing is to appropriate a whole entire culture.
That's why
so you
I don't
can feel
call
better.
It when I do my foam roller stretches. I call them stretches. I don't. People are like, "Oh, you do yoga in the morning?" I say, "No, I do light stretching. That's what I do. It's not yoga."
Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa.
Okay, my YouTube fitness is not considered yoga.
Yeah, it's again. It's about. It's. I don't know. I've always wondered this because it's a very sensitive subject, and I am. We're not the authorities to talk about mental health, but many times I wonder how much privilege plays into this new world of problems that in a way we might have created for ourselves. Again, I'm posting the question. I'm not saying anything. Send us your emails to latinoswholunched @gmail.com.
Yes.
And maybe we can continue discussing
things about mental health. What do you guys think? I know, exactly. And something that I wanted to touch on a little bit is I always want to say I read this book, but you know I don't read. I listened to this podcast about this book, about this. See, I don't even know what this is, but the whole point of this is to pay attention to what you're eating and what your body feels afterwards, because sometimes we're in pain because of what we eat and we don't even fucking realize it. And I started just being conscious of that. And like today I woke up in the morning and I had a sore throat and I could have dismissed it and said, oh fuck, I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
But then I remembered what I ate yesterday and that's what caused it, because I do have certain allergies to certain foods that they're just so fucking good that I just eat them anyway. And I realized that I did that yesterday. I crossed the line and I ate too much. I'm actually allergic to avocado, everybody. I know, it's so sad. It's so sad.
Qué triste.
It's fucking sad, dude.
Lo siento por ti.
Crystal, shout out to Crystal. She made the best fucking guacamole of her life.
It was pretty good.
It was the bomb. And I just ate a whole fucking bowl of it last night.
But again, are you allergic? Or is your body being like, you just have to be careful with some of these foods? That's it.
I'm allergic, girl. The glands in my throat swell up when I eat.
But that's
that
because
shit.
You ate a whole bowl. If you ate like a portion, maybe that would have not happened.
I ate like one avocado's worth of guacamole. If you eat an avocado, does your body reject it?
No.
Okay.
Pero tengo pesadillas en la noche.
Really?
Yeah, if I eat.
Girl, you need help.
That's what my mom said. You cannot eat avocado at night because you have nightmares. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
That's because you don't supposed to be eating at 1 a.m. before you go to bed.
Oh, we should have a whole episode on that. On whack ass Mexican shit that they tell you. So it's like, instead of saying, hey, when you go to sleep, cover your feet, you know, because, you know, the temperature of your feet controls the rest of your body sometimes, and you can get very cold and you can get sick. No. What do they say? Cúbrete las patas si no te las jalan los muertos en la noche. I'm like, what? Dead people are going to come into my room and pull my feet? Like, or like La Llorona, right? Like, don't swim in the pool after dark porque te va a venir a...
I never heard that one.
My mom would always say the Llorona was going to come get us. Because
Pero La Llorona hangs out at the cemetery, not at the pool.
There was a swimming pool at our apartment when I was growing up. And my mom said the Llorona comes gets kids at night in the swimming pool. Instead of saying, I don't want you swimming at night because it's dangerous because there's not enough light out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, she made that up.
Yeah.
She must have made that up.
Don't come into this closet over here. Because there's expensive shit or something. Yeah. No, ahí está el cucuy. No. Why are you trying to traumatize us?
La Llorona is too busy crying at the cemetery to be fucking drowning kids.
Yeah, but
it's the drowning.
It's the ocean, the drowning.
Ah, she'll drown entendi. You. Entendi. Yeah. Okay. Well, my favorite is...
Can you pass me the rice?
My favorite... Wait,
your favorite what?
My favorite thing is when my sister was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
She was tired, right? So she will take naps. Mm-hmm. And my grandma will say like, "No te duermas porque se te no duermas tanto porque se te va a pegar el bebé." And my sister will be like, "How the fuck is my baby going to get stuck inside of me if I take too many naps?" Like, that makes absolutely no
sense.
That's
a good thing, isn't it? You don't want it just coming out whenever.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many. We have to put them together and do a whole show about
that. Yeah, maybe
about
we could do a full episode about that, about these fucking superstitions. That's a whole nother episode.
But yeah, one of them is like, no comas aguacate en la noche porque tienes pesadillas.
There's a whole saying about not eating fruit at night too. My uncle used to say it to me. I used to love eating an apple at night. But anyway.
Everybody's body is different. And you just shouldn't be eating a lot of food before you go to bed. Like, it's just, once again, it's your body being like, okay, take it easy, dude. Instead of aguacates te dan pesadillas. That makes absolutely no sense. But
also, if you...
Maybe there's some chemical
in it. If you
have
a craving for something, listen to it. I mean, it's crazy to me how many times that's happened to me where I'm like, oh my God, I want something crunchy right now. And... it's because my body needs vegetables, or my body needs, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many times that I've gone out to go like buy an orange or buy apples
That's
or
what,
buy spinach, you know, like
every time Every time we hang out more than 3 days together, like, I get that because we just go and eat whatever we feel like eating, right? Ugh. When we're in Denver, I'm like, I need noodles. Like, I need soup. My buddy's asking for it. We, after 3-4 days, we went and hang out at Maddie's house. Shout out, Maddie. You guys just heard her in the last episode. And the first sip of that pozole reinvigorated my entire body. Like, my whole soul needed that.
And there's a lot to be said about eating the food from your culture.
From your culture.
It's
That's why I hate some of these diets, man. It's like, no, like, my people eat like this. Like, it's okay.
If you think about, this is going to sound whatever. Remember, we're not experts. We're just making shit up here. But if you think about, like, your people have been eating the same food for centuries.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think that your body has adapted to eating those foods?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably easiest on your body, on your system, for you to be eating frijoles and tamales and tortillas and, you know, like...
Correct.
That's what your body is used to. Like, whenever I go eat sushi, I think of that. I'm like, it tastes so fucking good going in, but I'm going to fucking pay for it. The amount of fish we eat at sushi...
Yeah, once every...
We should not correct eat that. That's why.
And raw.
Raw fucking fish.
Yeah.
I'm going to get gout like tomorrow. Like, it's out the gout. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then, like, all these raw, like, God bless everybody trying to be healthy right now, but, or whoever you believe in, but bless yourself.
Bless Beyonce.
Yeah. Thank Beyonce that you guys are doing that, but, like, the reason why we have teeth is to chew our food. We shouldn't be drinking all of our food, all these fucking juice cleanses.
Como astronautas,
güey. Yeah, it's crazy. And at the same time, like, the reason why humans have such giant brains compared to other animals mm-hmm. is because we started cooking food a long time ago, and our body can process a lot more calories because we've been able to cook our food. Everybody eating raw diets out there, your body is going through it, processing all that food.
And what's that diet, the cavernícola diet, the paleolítico or whatever?
The paleo diet?
No la entiendo, güey.
I don't know.
I mean, God bless, right?
But I don't know. Yo no digo nada. Yo nomás oigo y me quedo callada porque si no.
And the gluten. The gluten has changed.
I know people.
Throughout time.
I know. That's a real disease. Celiac disease, I think it's called.
Pero que no mames.
It's true. People have that. And I love it when I see, like, on tortillas, like, gluten-free. Like, it's a new thing. I'm like, bitch, these have been gluten-free from Moctezuma time, bitch.
or like fucking real chicken. Like, oh, like, real natural chicken. It's like, have we been eating fucking robots this whole entire time? Like, makes no sense. Nope.
Chicken is different. The chicken we eat from the store has gone through a lot of different treatments.
That's when my privilege kicks in. When I buy huevos and when I buy chicken, like, I try to buy the expensive shit. Like, I don't have a lot of privilege, but...
Just
no mames, wey, porque
but los, just because you're paying
porque
for it...
Porque sufren un chingo los pollitos.
Let's not go there right now. Let's not go there. I actually have organic eggs upstairs right now. From my friend's chicken.
Because
I have a lot
you.
Of... Shout out to all my white friends who have chickens. Thank you for your eggs. So
I'm all about that organic stuff when it comes to chicken.
Yeah. So anyway, I know we covered a lot of topics, but we just wanted to do a health episode to just, you know, to kind of touch on it. Porque siempre estamos comiendo pendejadas y media aquí. And it's like...
And we know. Like, we know. Like, we're not promoting just eating bullshit all the time. It's just that... Wait, cada vez que te veo, like, I want to have tacos. Like, that's just, you're my friend that I have tacos with. Like, I don't have a lot of friends
tacos
that I have tacos
with.
Tacos
aren't that bad for you, though.
But, I mean, si los comes de tripitas empanizadas con...
Damn.
Con ranch.
Un taco. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Un taco de uche, like, really crispy with ranch.
Oh, my God. We got to open our own stand.
Do you know? No. Oh no! I'm not gonna tell a story. Anyway,
no, do it. Do it.
No. I think we've talked enough.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Let's do. Do you have any recommendations on the topic of health? Or I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
Let's take a break and then.
Okay. Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. So we're taking a little break right now, and we thought we would go on iTunes and check out our reviews. Remember, guys, it's really important for you guys to check us out on iTunes, subscribe, and rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
That's right. And I thought it would be kind of fun to read one of the reviews. Babelito, take it away.
This is one of my favorite. This is a review by iCandyFashion.net.
Okay.
The title of the review is Warning, Addicting Podcast. Out! So she said, let me just start by saying how awesome it is to have such an amazing pair representing our Latino-Latina raza. Not only are Favi, Fav, and Babelito funny, but they are well-educated and spoken, street, and book. Your show gets me through the week with giggling. Keep up the great work, Monique NC. Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gracias, Monique.
And keep those reviews coming, everybody. They are so important. We want Latinos Who Lunch to be numero uno on the iTunes charts.
And they will be.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
And we're back. How's it going, Babelito?
It's going. I think I've digested the first part of the meal, so I'm ready for
round
the second.
Round two. Ding, ding. Good, good.
I still have a mocha, so that's good.
Nice. So do you have any recommendations this week?
I am doing...
Shimmy this week.
I'm glad I'm the one drinking the coffee today. So I'm the one doing the podcast, the podcast recommendation this week. And this is from a listener / new podcaster.
Cool.
Her name is Lilia, a Latina lifestyle blogger. And she just started a new podcast called La Saludable Latina.
Oh.
And it's geared towards the health of Latina women in the community. And she's only put out probably by now like 4 or 5 episodes. But I listened to a couple of them, and she just starts the episodes, and she starts talking, and you're like, oh my God, here we go. She's going to rumble. No, everything is so interesting. And she gives so many tips about checking yourself, going to the doctor, and it's fantastic. Again, the podcast is called La Saludable Latina. You can listen to it in SoundCloud, and you can also go to her lifestyle blog. The name is lasaludablelatina.com.
# Google loca. So my recommendation are podcasts too, because you know that's all I do is listen to podcasts. So one of my favorite mental health podcast, mental health and wellness podcast, is called The Friend Zone, and I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before.
Yeah, maybe once. Yeah,
but I listen to it every week. I love it so much. Shout out to The Friend Zone, and to they're on the Loudspeakers Network, and Hey Fran Hey, like that's my girl. Like any of the recommendations she gives, I'm on them. Like I've been using coconut oil for months now.
I
look at my skin.
Have.
Touch this skin, honey.
En la mañana se levanta este güey y está brillosito, brillosito, brillosito.
And then another podcast on the same kind of note that I was talking about before, about kind of accepting yourself in the size that you are. This American Life earlier this year did this really great podcast, or earlier last year, I should say. It was in June. It's called Tell Me I'm Fat. And it's their stories about people's relationship with themselves and their body weight.
Yeah.
So I would definitely listen to that if you have a spare moment.
And with that, I think we could do a second part of this episode, because we talked about our relationship with our weight and practicing sports. I mean, we never really talked about it, but a lot of it has to do with the sort of images.
We should do a sports episode.
Yes.
That'll be the shortest Latino School Lunch episode.
It will be an introduction and a conclusion.
I tried karate once. Next.
Okay. Yo jugué hockey, güey, en Juárez.
Wow, how butch.
Girl, it lasted like 2 nights, but I'll tell you about it later. No, but we also have this relationship with our images that are put there in media, but when it comes to Latinos, it's a different type of image than when it comes to Anglos, and it's very different. Yeah. And that's something that we could talk about.
I'm really excited for soccer to take over because football is the American sport right now. Baloncesto too, basketball. But like, I think soccer is a lot safer for kids to play than getting.
And it's cheaper.
There's so many kids getting so hurt and even dying from football. It's fucked up.
I know. Like, I have a cousin that got an injury where, like, in high school.
Yeah.
And he couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
But anyway, that could be. Man, we owe our listeners so many fucking episodes.
Well, that's good. We got a lot to go.
Yes, we have a lot. And yeah, that's it. This was a good episode. This was
okay. ¿Cómo te la jalas? So this is Fabi Fab.
I can't. Bye.
Bye.